And episode number 11 of the Pinstripe Lanes podcast is brought to you by all the dirty looks I received throughout Southern New England last weekend when I informed people that, yes, I am a diehard Yankees fan.
Welcome to the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. Here's radio host and lifelong Yankees fan, Ralphie Aversa.
Welcome to episode number 11 of the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. You can find us, of course, pretty much wherever you get podcasts. If there's somewhere that you normally get podcasts and you can't find us there, please let us know. There's a contact form over at pinstripelanespodcast.com. You could also get at us via social media at Pinstripe Lanes on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. An abbreviated episode this week. We were originally planning on taping last week. I'm kind of glad we didn't for a couple reasons. A, I guess if you're going to take like a quasi week off, it's good to do it during the All-Star break. There wasn't a whole lot going on. And B, I really, when I launched the podcast, I wanted to release the podcast episodes early in the week. And we kind of fell off that. We were releasing them midweek. So hopefully we'll get back on that, you know, Sunday night, Monday morning, Monday afternoon, somewhat, you know, ballpark schedule. Regardless, Yankees splitting a two-game series. It was supposed to be three games with the Mets Subway Series at Yankee Stadium. They'll make up that third game that was rained out last night in August, so just add it to the list. It was a mutual off day for both teams, at least with the Yankees. While they lose an off day, it does come in the middle of a homestand. Also, I think this will benefit the Yankees because who knows what this Mets team will look like in a few weeks with the trade deadline fastly approaching. And of course, last night on Sunday Night Baseball, they were scheduled to face off against Jacob DeGrom, clearly the Mets' best pitcher. Of course, I don't expect DeGrom to be traded, but hopefully at least we have a chance of not having to face him when the game is made up in August. As for the Yankees, they kick off a three-game series down in the only ballpark I'll ever tell you to never go out of your way and visit, ever. Tropicana Field, a joke of a ballpark. I wouldn't want Little League teams playing on that field. It's how awful the whole place is. But the Yankees will play three games down in Tampa. Then they have a four-game series at home against the Kansas City Royals this Saturday. I think I'm going to the game. One of my favorite promotions at the stadium, besides Calendar Day, which is the first Sunday of the season, I did go to that. I've gone to this game, actually, the past couple of years, and I think I'm going to go again on Saturday. It's Camo Cap Day. First, I believe 14 or 18,000 fans, 21 years and up only because the cap is sponsored by Budweiser. And I'm a big fan of Hat Day, and I like the hats that the Yankees give out on Hat Day. The problem is Hat Days are normally during the week at night to get people to the ballpark on a Tuesday, a Wednesday, or a Thursday, what have you. And with my full-time job, I work weeknights, so I usually can't go to those games. So it's nice because the Camo Cap Day, it usually coincides with a Military Appreciation Day, and they always have that on a Saturday. So that's a game that if I'm in town, I can go to. Turns out I will be in town, scheduled to be in town at least this week. And so away we go with that. Hopefully we'll get there for that. A couple things to chat about, though, on the podcast this week. The big ticket item is the new ticket option that the Yankees are offering. They announced it last week during the All-Star break, the ballpark pass. This is not the pinstripe pass. No, this is the ballpark pass, and it will get you into every originally scheduled game. Now, keep in mind, and that factors in with what we just talked about earlier with the rainout, every originally scheduled game in August, you pay one price, and this ticket gets you into every single game, general admission, with the chance, the opportunity to possibly upgrade to a physical seat. But you get at least the GA entrance in for all 16 originally scheduled games. We'll talk about that, if it's a good value or not, why the Yankees are doing it, so on and so forth. We do have a very predictable update on a story that we have covered quite a bit, the Odell Beckham Jr. Yankee jersey, the travesty of a merchandise item that Fanatics is selling on its website. We have a bit of an update on that, a predictable update, an update that we called, but nonetheless an update. So we'll get to that. And I feel like there was one other. Oh, yes. And thankfully, they did not wear these on the field last weekend. But speaking of terrible items that they should not be selling on the Fanatics website or on the Yankees store website, have you seen these Subway Series hats? Oh, boy. And our buddy Mike Asurlis, I don't know where he is. We had a hard time tracking him down this week. Obviously, he has a full-time job, and he decided midweek last week he was going to train it down to Philly to see one of his favorite bands, Arcade Fire. And so Mr. Asurlis is kind of here, there, and everywhere. We will catch up with. Maybe we'll catch up with him this weekend at the stadium. I don't know what he's got going on. We haven't been to a game since the aforementioned calendar day. Nonetheless, I really wanted to get his opinion on this for one specific reason, and it doesn't even involve baseball. So a bunch to get to, a couple items. Yours truly, Rod and Solo, Ralphie Aversa, at Ralphie Aversa, if you want to reach out to me directly on any social media sites. Episode 11 of the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. We get it all rolling right now. And welcome back to episode 11 here of the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. I'm Ralphie Aversa. Let's talk about the big ticket item this week. It's the new ticket option that the Yankees offered. You missed your opportunity on this, by the way, if you wanted to buy it. But then again, I don't know if for you, because it's really a case-by-case basis if this would have been worth it. It's not the Pinstripe Pass, no. The Yankees are calling this the Ballpark Pass. Here's the way it works. $49.99, and it gets you into every originally scheduled game for the month of August. It's a GA ticket, essentially. It doesn't work through the Yankee Stadium and or Ticketmaster app. You have to use the MLB Ballpark app. If you're not familiar with this, it's available for Apple and for Android, and it's an app that syncs with all of the ballparks throughout Major League Baseball. There are seating maps, there are concession maps, there are other games and fun facts and things of that nature. I believe it does sync with the ticketing as well on an individual basis. And then there's a few other little like quirks and things that they work in. So part of it, I think, is the fact that they're trying to get you to download this MLB Ballpark app. And I think part of it, too, is the fact that there must be some proprietary technology within that app that can link to Ticketmaster. That can allow for the purchase of the ballpark pass to happen and then, scanned into the stadium. It's a standing room only location ticket. It's a GA only ticket. According to the Yankees website, benefits include access for all Yankees home games. Again, originally scheduled to be played in August of 2018, including high demand and weekend games. We'll get to that in just a second. You use the MLB Ballpark app, easy entry, scan your ballpark pass directly from your iPhone or Android. So I'm just scrolling through the website here, and they announced this All-Star Week. Registered people for the opportunity to purchase one, I would imagine, assuming that there'd be a high demand. Now, keep in mind, unless you live in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, or Pennsylvania, you weren't even allowed to have the opportunity to buy this pass. The Yankees determined residency using the billing address of the credit card used for purchase. So obviously, they don't want someone in California buying this pass and either A, not using it, and or B, trying to resell it. Resale of the pass is prohibited. Sharing of the pass is prohibited. How would they stop someone from doing that? I am not familiar enough with the ballpark app. I know, like, for example, with the MTA app that I have for Long Island Railroad, I'm only allowed to download that app to so many devices before it locks your account out of it. I don't know if they do the same thing with the ballpark app or not. If they don't, what is preventing you from sharing your login with somebody else so long as you guys aren't logged into the app and or have it installed at the exact same time on, you know, the same device? I don't know. Only 2,000 ballpark passes were made available for purchase. I don't know if after the opportunity passes, if there's any left over, if they are going to offer those up again or not. Again, the opportunity to register, I'm on the Yankees page right now for this, and there's no button to click register now. They must have taken it off. So I guess they got enough people to register. But look, you're essentially paying $50 for 16 home games. So if you pull up our little calculator here and you do the math, 50... You do 50 divided by 16. That comes out to about $3 and change a game. If you go to all the games, it's well worth it. I mean, even if you, for the $50, let's say you get to 10 games, $5 a game. That's pretty good. You know, it's not bad. I mean, they, you know, they have obviously for some of these games, you know, MasterCard specials. And of course, you know, maybe you could wait it out, get a last second cheap ticket like that on StubHub. But that's more and more difficult to do, especially with the team playing so well. So to be able to lock in that price is not bad. Now, you look at the Yankees August schedule and keep in mind when they offered it, they said originally scheduled games only. So this game they're going to play on Monday, the 13th of August against the Mets, not included with this ballpark pass. The 16 originally scheduled games only. Every other home game at the moment was originally scheduled in August. It kicks off with a Wednesday 105 game against the Orioles, which I'm sure will be highly attended. Make sure to get there early if you're trying to use your ballpark pass for that. The GA areas will be crammed for that 105 midweek start against Buck Showalter's Baltimore Orioles. Then you got a four-game weekend wraparound series against the Rangers. You got a couple midweek games, including a Thursday 105 game against your Tampa Bay Rays. You got the Blue Jays at home for a weekend series as well. And then August wraps up the week leading into Labor Day, with a three-game series against the White Sox, followed by two games against the Tigers. If you're a Yankees fan, the bright side of this August schedule is that it shouldn't be too taxing on the team. They need to take care of business and hopefully catch up to the Red Sox. If you're buying the ballpark pass, I mean, of all of the games I just mentioned, are you really running out to see the Yankees play any of those teams? I mean, you may be dying to get to Yankee Stadium because you want to see the Yankees, but are you really, really trying to get to that Saturday afternoon 105 start just to see the Blue Jays in town? Like, does that really get your blood boiling? Does that get your, you know, fired up and ready to go? So I think when you look at the schedule and you take a closer look at this, and keep in mind too, August, if you live in the tri-state area, you know this, people are trying to get in those last licks of summer. They're going down the shore. They're going out east. Maybe they're going upstate, if you will, an actual upstate, not like Western New York or Central New York, like I normally do when I travel here throughout the summer. I'm actually going to a game in Baltimore in August, and then for Labor Day, I'll be home, which does fall in September this year fully. Nonetheless, you look at the schedule and you look at people's schedule during this time of year. And I think at first people were like, wow, why are the Yankees doing this? But then you realize it's a smart marketing ploy on their point, because if it does help them get some more money on the books during what should be a kind of light time. I mean, you're relying mostly on, you know, tourists who can't buy the ballpark pass. And then, you know, business accounts, so on and so forth. August is going to be pretty light. Again, the team's playing well, so that'll help demand. But with people's vacationing patterns in August, with a rather weak schedule, weak opponents, sans, you know, again, as bad as the Mets are, there's always going to be an interest around the Subway Series. But that game's not included in the ballpark pass. So it makes sense why the Yankees are doing this. And, you know, again, unless you were, you know, if you're stuck in the city or around the city for the month of August, you were planning on getting to a lot of games anyways, it makes sense. Otherwise, you know, I feel like this is one of those things where you pay $50 and you're like, oh, I'm going to get to, you know, 8, 9, 10 games. And then you end up getting to 3. And it's like, I mean, it's still not awful. You got the 3 games for $50, but maybe you should have just waited and bought individual tickets. Maybe that would have been the better play there. By the way, we mentioned this before, when you buy the ballpark pass and you have it through the MLB ballpark app that they want you to use for this, you do have the opportunity to upgrade game by game basis. I wouldn't expect to be upgraded anywhere past the terrace level. Maybe they'll try to surprise some people to do some things for social media to generate interest in this. But you might get an actual seat. Chances are you're going to end up in GA. And again, nothing wrong with that. You look ahead to the September schedule, by the way, for the Yankees. Doubt they will be offering a ballpark pass. They're not home as much. Right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 home games for the month of September. But you got a big, big series there against the Red Sox at 18th, 19th, and 20th. That's middle of the week, including that Tuesday 105 start, which I think I actually will be going to that game against our division rivals. Ballpark pass, again, you missed your opportunity to buy it. But if you're not going to get to 10 games, in the month of August against weak opponents, maybe it's a good thing you didn't try to buy that. More of the Pinstripe Planes podcast, including the ridiculous Subway Series hat and an update on the Odell Beckham Jr. Yankees jersey. Coming up next. Welcome back to episode 11 of the Pinstripe Planes podcast. I'm Ralphie Aversa, flying solo this week. We're at Pinstripe Planes on all social media. And of course, I'm at Ralphie Aversa. I mentioned before, I wanted our buddy Mike Cassirlis on this week to talk about this ridiculous hat that the Yankees are selling. And look, if you've been listening to our podcast religiously in this first season, you know that we, for the most part, with a kind of exception of the Stars and Stripes 4th of July hat, we have not been a fan of A, the hats individually, and then B, generally speaking, the overall volume of the specialty hats that New Era creates and through their deal with MLB forces these players to wear on the field. We're in the stretch now where I think the next time we get a specialty hat will be this dopey play ball weekend when the players wear the slow pitch softball jerseys with the nicknames on the back. So that will be terrible. And then the 9/11 hat, I would imagine they'll wear again, which I actually own. I have a 5950 with the flag on the side. I think the hat that they wear on 9/11, they should just also wear for Memorial Day and 4th of July. But, you know, heaven forbid, New Era do. And again, it kills me to kill New Era on this because I'm originally from Western New York. I'm from the Buffalo area. New Era is still a Buffalo-based company. And I love New Era as a company. I just hate what they're doing with these MLB hats, specifically when it involves the Yankees, who, of course, as we've talked about time and time again, have this rich tradition with their uniform that has now basically just been crapped all over. And they want to use charity and this, that, and the third. No. It's a money grab. And that's another thing that I hate about it. It's like they try to say, oh, well, we're doing it for this or we're doing it for that. Nah, come on. Who are we? You're not giving away these hats for free. All right. I mean, give me a break. The latest hat, though, the latest foul hat that New Era is selling, it's a Yankees 5950 on that. Of course, 5950, for those who don't know, that's the on-field model hat, fitted hat that the Yankees wear on the field. This is a 5950 with a special Subway Series patch on the side. If you're wondering what the Subway Series patch entails, keep in mind, this is a Yankee hat that has a Subway Series patch, which on the patch, one side, Mets colors and the Mets logo. The other side of the patch, the Yankees logo, New York on top in that away jersey script, Subway Series on the bottom, Yankee Stadium right below that, and then right smack dab in the middle is the Statue of Liberty, which one side is navy and gray, and the other side is blue and orange. And the real reason I wanted to get Mike on this week is because the Statue of Liberty face that they used for this patch looks like the New York Ranger logo for their alternate jerseys. Maybe they're not the alternate ones anymore. Maybe they used to be back in the day. Regardless, the first thing I thought of, as soon as I saw this, I thought three things. A, New Era, at it again, shame on them. B, actually I thought four things. B, it looks like I'm a Ranger supporter. C, what is the Mets logo doing on a Yankees hat? I don't care what the situation is. And D, I really hope they don't wear these on the field. Thankfully, they did not wear them last weekend for the two games they played, and I doubt they'll break them out for the August 13th makeup of the game that was rained out this past Sunday. But again, it's just absolutely ridiculous that they're even selling these. I believe every single size is still available, and they must not have sold well because despite the fact that it is a timely item, Fanatics is running a 20% off all orders, no minimum promotion right now, and the hats are included in the promotion. So I think that tells you all you need to know about that. Let me just see real quick, and I wouldn't be surprised if this was included in the promotion as well, and I don't think it is this time. Or is it? No, not yet, but still every size available, every single size available. If you want the special NFL crossover with MLB, Yankee home pinstripe Odell Beckham Jr. jersey. If you need a quick refresher on this, Fanatics basically flexing its power because it has the NFL rights, obviously, because it runs their official shop as well. Fanatics owns Majestic, the official on-field supplier for MLB, and so they're now rolling out a limited series of crossover jerseys. They started, of course, with the Yankees and with Odell Beckham Jr. and just ruining the pinstripe jersey. It's Beckham Jr. 13 on the back. Yes, the name on the back, obviously, and the interlocking NY on the front. We did give you an update that they created a Carson Wentz Philadelphia Phillies jersey. Well, we have two more, and we called it. One is a black Pittsburgh Pirates button-down jersey with Antonio Brown, Brown 84 on the back. I'm a little surprised they didn't go with Roethlisberger. A little surprised, but not totally surprised, because as we've talked about, and the clear direction that they're going with these jerseys, they're not targeting the diehard MLB fan here, I don't think. I don't know. I mean, I certainly would hope that no diehard fan would wear a Odell Beckham Jr. Yankees jersey. Antonio Brown gets the black button-down Pittsburgh Pirates jersey treatment, and we called it, and I think that this is going to be actually their best-selling one, and this is from a marketing standpoint, a smart move on Fanatics' part. You can tell it kills me to say this, but yes, there is a Boston Red Sox home button-down jersey on the back, number 12, your boy, Tom Brady. Again, not surprised in the least bit. Again, this probably makes the most sense. This one and the Phillies Carson Wentz one probably make the most sense of any of these. And I guarantee that this Brady one will be, although I think it just got released, so you can still get all sizes. They all retail for $119.99, which is the exact same price that any other Majestic Cool Base jersey with a number on the back retails for. So why you wouldn't just buy, you know, any of these teams' actual player jerseys as opposed to the NFL crossover is beyond me, unless, of course, you're not a diehard baseball fan. Or you just want to be, you know, as our buddy Mike pointed out, if you actually are going to wear an Odell Beckham Yankees jersey into Yankee Stadium or anywhere else for that matter, you're clearly, obviously trying to show to people that, yes, you are, in fact, what did he say? I believe he said D-bag. I believe that was the term that Mr. Asirlis used there. So don't be a douche. You shouldn't buy any of these jerseys. But if you're listening to this podcast, chances are you're probably a Yankees fan. So let's keep the Odell Beckham Jr. jersey stocked in every single size. And hopefully the next time Fanatics does one of its 70% off clearance sales, it makes its way to that section of the website. All right, that's a wrap for episode 11 of the Pinstripe Planes podcast. Thank you for rating, reviewing, and subscribing wherever you get podcasts, whether it's iTunes or Google Play, or if you find us over on our website, which is pinstripelanespodcast.com. I'm Ralphie Aversa. Yankees, Tampa, and then the Royals. And as you know, I don't know what Tampa's going to do, but the Royals, they're out of it as well, so maybe these teams start liquidating around this time as we approach the trade deadline. Fact of the matter is, if the Yankees are going to catch up to the Red Sox, this is where you do it. We have a much easier schedule than the Red Sox do going down the stretch. This is the time now where you got to take advantage of it and hopefully chip away at that lead as we go into what should be a fun rest of the season with a pennant race between sports' biggest rivalry. Again, thanks for tuning in to the Pinstripe Planes podcast. We'll catch you here next week.